developmental disorders. Urgent cesarean section was required in a 38-week-old controlled pregnancy because of intrauterine asphyxia indicated by worsening fetal heart sounds. A male neonate was born with a body weight of 2,250 grams and with 2.5 Apgar values. The upper airways were cleaned of meconium-contaminated amniotic fluid by suction. Mask balloon respiratory therapy was initiated and the neonate's bradycardia was normalized. Spontaneous breathing was superficial. Therefore, the neonate received free flow of oxygen until ambulance arrived. The mobile intensive care unit found a matured male neonate, however, signs of retardation was observed with superficial breathing and bradypno. The neonate was intubated with a 3.5-sized tube and transported with SIMV respiratory treatment in stable condition to the Department of Pediatrics. Exanthema, edema, icterus was not observed upon arrival. There were two arteries and one vein identified in the umbilical stump, which was closed by a clip. Cleft palate was not detected, however, micrognathy was found. The spine was straight, while convex tibias and psoquinovarus were detected. The foot was rotated inward in supine position. The fingers of the hand were long and the distal phalanges were hyperextended. Hypertelorism was observed and a nodule of 1 mm was seen on the left ear lobe. Both ears were deeply situated. The musculature was atrophic compared to the age of gestation. The abdomen was soft and palpable at the level of the chest. Pathologic resistancy, sensitivity for pressure was not observed. The liver extended 2 cm over the lower edge of the ribs, the spleen was not palpable. Abdominal ultrasound revealed normal liver, spleen, pancreas and urinary bladder. The pelvic region and retroperitoneum did not show circumscribed alteration. Physical examination and auscultation detected normal findings for the lungs, symmetric breathing sounds, pathologic noises were not detected. In loco babygram showed both lungs lightly covered, more prominently on the right side. Beside rhythmic heart rate, the neonate's blood pressure was kept within the normal range with administration of high-dose dopamine. Beside the minor developmental disorders detected on physical examination, imaging studies detected a common arterial trunk, hypoplastic corpus callosum and horseshoe kidney. The lower poles of the kidneys were connected by a parenchymal bridge, otherwise the kidneys were intact. Based on ultrasound, the corpus callosum was hypoplastic, the parenchyma of the brain diffusely hyperreflective. Cardiac ultrasound revealed a single great vessel leaving the heart and riding on a VST measuring 4 to 5 mm in diameter. The developmental disorders indicated cytogenetic screening for chromosomal alteration. The general condition of the baby steadily worsened. Following a brief bradycardic episode, cardiac arrest occurred and the neonate 5 days later passed away. Reanimation wasn't carried out on consent of the parents.